Cool.
All right, Boat Opinia. We're here at the Lander Bake Shop getting ready for some more Wyoming tour dates. First of all, how are you? How's things in your life right now?
Things are good. It's been kind of a crazy couple months just gearing up with the new record. Unfortunately for me, I got COVID in February when I was down visiting some friends and family in Texas. So I was isolated for 10 days down there, and I was supposed to be recording the album on that week, but we postponed it for April. Just got done with that, wrapped that up in April, and then literally today I'll be getting the masters in from that new record.
Nice.
And released on Memorial Day.
The last few months have been crazy for everybody that's a performer. We're starting to see stand-up shows, concerts, events come back. How were the last few months for you?
It's been good because it's all been in preparation for a crazy summer. I think that since people had been bottled up for so long that they were really expecting live music to come back in a big way. So people have been reaching out. I have a lot of private gigs, weddings, and then just little acoustic shows here and there. And then a full band tour set for Montana, Northern Colorado. Yeah, so it's going to be exciting.
What's your background like? Where are you from? And how'd you get into music?
I grew up in Laredo, Texas. And when I was 7 years old, I was watching some old black and white footage of Elvis Presley doing his thing. I was like, man, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Just be an entertainer. And of course, living in South Texas, you kind of get exposed to people like the Texas Tornadoes.
Yeah.
George Strait was a big kind of guy down there. So once I kind of got out of my rock and punk phase, I started to realize that my roots really go back to a lot of this like conjunto rock and roll, country music, Texas country. So that's kind of my influence and background.
I always wonder with musicians, like if you work in a burger joint, the last thing you want is a burger. So do you still consume music? Are you a music fan?
You know, I was just having that conversation with my friend Jaden, who lives here in town, Jaden Bales, and he's in the hunting business, and he talks about how when you're in that scene, that there is a total scene and you kind of get irritated by the rest of the actors in there sometimes.
Yep.
I'm the same way with music. It's like I love music and I love to perform, but at the end of the day, I like to stick to myself and focus on my project. And so that makes consuming music for me a little bit more tainted, I guess, if you will, than if I was just a standard consumer. But nonetheless, I still have people I admire. I really love Corb Lund. Mm-hmm. I love what Culture Wall is doing right now. People like that tend to just be true to the art form rather than worried about the scene and like being like, you know, rubbing elbows with people. Those people are the ones that inspire me because they're business-minded and they're also focused on the creativity.
You're spending a lot of time on tour, it looks like, a lot of little towns. You're in Wyoming all of a sudden, then bouncing down to Colorado. Do you like this road lifestyle? Does it wear on you?
Man, you know, it can wear on you for sure, but I really do enjoy some of the time I have by myself in the van just cruising around. It's my meditative time. It's my time to catch up on news and podcasts. And there is something special about it. And every once in a while, as hard as it may be, I do find it rejuvenating.
For somebody that may be interested coming out Friday night or any of your local shows, you can check tour dates on your website, but what can they expect from your show?
I love engaging with the crowd. So I hardly, especially when it's an acoustic show, I hardly ever have a set list. So it's really a matter of feeling what the audience is looking for, giving them as much entertainment, whether it's through humor, through up-tempo songs, just finding that groove with the audience and really having them become involved. So that's one of my specialties, is just making it a real show, like getting them involved.
You're working on a new album, new exciting stuff. When's that timeline? Where can we expect that?
So it's dropping on Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be May 28th is the official release date. I'm very, very much looking forward to having this out. It's a Western swing style record.
Cool.
So it has a really good mix of some of the more traditional up-tempo, like Ray Price, not Ray Price, but like Lefty Frizzell feel.
Okay.
And then some slower Ray Price mixed with like jazz, you know, influence kind of stuff. It's really cool.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
You may have been in this community before, but first impressions of rural central Wyoming and Lander?
Oh, man, I've been coming to Lander for about 3 years now, and I love this town. It's, every time I come, it just it just brings a smile to my face. And not to mention Lander Bar is just a great hang. There's always people from all over the country just chilling out there.
Yeah, it's a weird melting pot of people.
Yeah,
very,
it really is,
very
yeah.
cool stories there. Anywhere we can find more info on you, or can folks go to get more details?
So I'm an oddball and I don't have social media, which is cool. I'm not opposed to getting some in the future. Just right now, Facebook and Instagram are doing it for me. But I have a website and I have a newsletter sign up. I tend to develop really good, close relationships with the true fans. Mm-hmm. So I'm always there having a conversation with them, and my email is really accessible. And those are the two best ways to get me, I'd say, is through my website and my newsletter. And then, of course, I'm on every digital outlet for streaming music and downloadable music.
Perfect. Yeah. Anything else I need to get out there?
Just come out and enjoy the show, man.
Right. Friday night, Lander Bar. Hope everybody can come out and check out more online, too. Your videos are fantastic.
Thank you, man.
Bo DePena, appreciate it.